This is WHIO's consumer warrior, Clark Howard. Beware scam artists in Dayton. I'll find you out.
This is WHIO meteorologist, Kirstie Zontini. If weather breaks this hour, we will break it.
And you're listening to an Ask the Expert weekend on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
Welcome to the show. This is Mark Avery for Shooting from the Hip. We're glad that you've been able to join us this afternoon. If you are new to our program, we are sponsored by and hosted by SimTrainer, the Dayton area's first indoor range and firearms training center. You'll find us at 2031 Dryden Road in Moraine. We're just south of the river and just across the street from the DPNL maintenance yard. So real easy to find if you just go north from the Dryden Road. Exit off of I-75, you'll find us pretty easily right there. If you'd like to get more information about SimTrainer, you can find us on web at sim-trainer.com. That's S-I-M as in simulation, -trainer.com. And our website has all the information about the classes that we offer, the programs and membership and so forth. If you'd like to get a little bit more information about that, that's a great way to do it. Or you can call the range at 293-3914, and one of our staff members will be happy to take your question and get you whatever answers you're looking for. We have a lot of training available. We have memberships available, recreational shooting available most of the, at least 50 hours a week. So that is, if you're looking for a place that you want to shoot handguns especially, but also rifles up to 223 caliber, we would be happy to have you come down and check more about us. If you are interested in other information, if you have questions that you'd like to ask about firearms and firearm-related issues, we'd love to have you call the show today. We're at in the studio at 457-1290. And so 457-1290 will get you into the master control suite, and we'll get you up on the board, and we'll try to get a little bit of an idea of what it is that you'd like to talk about and get your question up on the air. We do get a lot of questions, and we've had a lot of fun with answering those questions to the best of our ability. And we always do that with facts as best we can. If we don't have the facts, we'll take your question and answer it later. That's something that you might find a little bit different from some places, but we do try to make sure that everything that we do on this program is fact-based, and that's pretty important to us. It's, in fact, one of the reasons why we created this show was to get the facts out about firearms and firearms issues. There have been quite a few of them going on. One of the things, though, I want to talk about is that Jeff normally is in studio, but he is doing a live remote today. And Jeff, I want to let you talk a little bit about what's going on with the Steel Challenge and tell a little bit about what's been going on up there today.
Well, actually, we're up in Central Ohio at the Cardinal Shooting Sports Center up in Marengo, Ohio, just north of Columbus, and we're attending and participating in the Scholastic Action Shooting Program. That's the SASP Shooting Program. It's a kind of subsidiary organization of the National Shooting Sports Foundation. The purpose of this event is to introduce kids ages, well, grade-wise, they go from 6 to 12 to the shooting sports, and to give them a safe and educational opportunity to enjoy the sport of shooting in a very low-key competitive nature. The way the event's held, this is the second half of a kind of a two-phase program. The first half, which has been around a long time, was the Scholastic Clay Shooting Program, where youth up to college age are able to shoot, trap, and skeet, and now sporting clays. But they have in recent years added a pistol and rifle shooting component to it because there were so many people interested in that. This particular event is an event where kids in grades 6 through 12 shoot either a rimfire or centerfire pistol and or rimfire or iron or rimfire rifle with either iron optic or iron sights or a red dot. So again, they have a rimfire option and a centerfire option in pistol, and then rimfire rifle, and in the rifle division, you can either shoot iron sights or a red dot. Now, the way the program works is you have four stations. They have four stations of five steel targets set at varying degrees, and the targets are configured as either 12-inch circles, 10-inch circles, or 12 by 18 rectangles, and they're staggered depending on what station you're at. And you have to shoot the five targets, with a red painted target being the last target. They have to shoot last, and your time is your score. So they shoot as fast as they can at those five targets, making sure they shoot the red target last, and they shoot that five times. The lowest score, or your worst score, I guess I should say your highest score, is thrown out, and they take the average of your highest four, and that is your score for that particular stage. And then you go on to three different stages for a total of four stages, and then at the end, your total time is your score. Now, we have kids participating here who have been involved in FAST for, many years, and we have several, including almost my entire team, that have just been involved in FAST for several months. And like any other activity, we are at this time of year kind of restricted by, for example, two of my best shooters had graduation today, so they were unable to attend. And
congratulations to them, by the way, but sorry you had to miss today.
Yeah, so they're glad to graduate, but they were disappointed that they had to miss the event. But this is the Ohio State Championship, and what's really unique about this particular match, they're held all around the country. Each state has its own state championship. They periodically have regional championships, and then in July, here at Marengo again, at the Cardinal Shooting Center, are the Nationals. And we're proud to say this year we had over 135 participants at the Ohio State match, and that was the largest single state match in the country ever in SAS. So it's a growing sport. It's a sport that it's really open to anybody that's interested in shooting. We encourage people that might be interested in getting their kids in shooting to come down to Sim Trainer, start off with our First Shots program, maybe get the kids involved in the youth shooting sports camps that we have offered this summer, because it's a great training ground for them to get the basic safety training they need, the functional operation, safe handling of the gun training they need, the marksmanship and proficiency training, and then they get to kind of get involved on a regular basis with some of the things we're doing. So if there are people out there listening that want to get their kids again, up to and including seniors in high school involved in the Scholastic Action Shooting Program, they need to come down to Sim Trainer, talk to our people, and start off with a First Shots program. And Mark, you can tell our listeners a little bit about that program and how it's been the catalyst to a lot of different things that we offer at Sim Trainer.
Yeah, the First Shots program is, again, also sponsored by the National Shooting Sports Foundation. And that's a program that we started shortly after we opened the range. We joined up with them and became a host range for the First Shots program. It's in our case, it's a 3-hour class. We charge $25 for that, and it also include the first year of an associate membership to our range, so people can come back and shoot after they've gotten that training. We do it with handguns, although the program across the country also could include rifles and shotguns, depending on the range and what it is that they have to do and the facilities that they have available. It's a great way to get started. We have a lot of people who come, parents who bring their kids, and then they say, look, maybe shooting wasn't something that we did in our family growing up. My parents may have, but they didn't pass that on to us, and we'd like to start, recover that shooting heritage that is so much a part of our country's foundation, and we'd like our kids to get part of that as well. So they come and they bring their kids, they get training, their kids get training, and then they can come shoot as a family. Or sometimes it's parents that do know how to shoot, but they said, you know, I really would like to have somebody else teach my kids how to shoot. You know how kids and parents sometimes get at loggerheads, and the best way to do that is just say, we'll take the parents out of the picture. They can watch. They can even shoot themselves, shoot at the targets as well as their kids are shooting. And they all get the same basic fundamentals. They all learn from the same place to get the same foundation of shooting, and then it becomes a family team sport. It is a great program. We've had hundreds, probably thousands at this point, of people come through our First Shots program. A lot of them go on to get a concealed handgun license, take basic handgun. In between there is a good way to do that, or move into the advanced shooting classes that we have, and in many cases also go on to competition. This program, well, go ahead, Jeff.
I just can't emphasize enough, Mark, what you said about family-oriented. My entire team consists of kids who started out at First Shots and then started coming to the range and shooting with their families. And every one of them enjoys, not only the kids, but the parents enjoy the interaction they have in the shooting environment. So this truly is a family-oriented sport. And my team members, all the parents came up here to watch their kids participate. Some of them were able to participate, and they had some adult what they call side matches just for fun on the side. They were able to participate in that, but since they're shooters, it's just something else they can do. They come to shooting range, they expect to be able to shoot. So in this case, they had some special shotgun events going on for the adults in one of the adjacent bays. But the big thing is, this is a family activity. The kids enjoy participating in front of their family members. There's lots of support. That's big. I mentioned the main emphasis is kids having fun, but doing so in a safe and educational environment. We had a group of ladies from the one of the ladies' organizations in Central Ohio that volunteered to all day long be the RSOs and the scorekeepers in the individual bays.
Range safety officers, for those folks who aren't as familiar with the vernacular?
Yes. Yes, the range safety. It's the armed women. What's the organization, Mark?
The Well-Armed Women?
Well-Armed Women. Mm-hmm. Yes, Well-Armed Women. One of the local chapters volunteered at least a dozen ladies that came up here, and they're spending the time in the now scorching sun doing these doing the timing for the individual events, and we really appreciate that. But all of the parents are participative here. Some of the parents have set up little stations where they give out water and refreshments and things of that nature, but the kids are really enjoying themselves. It's a great opportunity for them to see the shooting sports in a very positive light. And I think the fact that we had 135 kids, the largest single state event in the country, is telling to what's going on in Ohio. Now, as I mentioned, they're going to be holding the national event here in July, and that's going to bring hundreds of kids from all over the country. Ohio will probably have an even larger contingency at that event because school will be out. All of those school-oriented activities won't be drawing on them like they've been drawing on the kids throughout the spring when we try to practice, and then obviously today with some of the other events going on.
We will talk more about that when we get back from our first break. Jeff, hang on, and we'll be right back. This is Mark Avery and Jeff Pedro for Shooting from the Hip on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
Dayton and Springfield's station for news, weather, and traffic. And our Ask the Experts weekends. AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
Sim Trainer is the Dayton area's premier indoor shooting range and firearms training facility. Sim Trainer is a members-only facility featuring 10 individual shooting stalls and a mechanical target retrieval system. Their range is also climate-controlled for your year-round comfort. Sim Trainer offers both pay-as-you-go and year-long individual and family memberships. They're also proud to offer reduced-rate memberships for law enforcement and military. Need training? Sim Trainer holds unique and innovative firearms training courses, including the award-winning First Shots program, a concealed carry course, and an advanced five-course handgun series. Sim Trainer is open Monday through Sunday. Check the website, sim-trainer.com, to find out more or call 293-3914. Sim Trainer, the Dayton area's premier indoor shooting range and firearms training facility, 2031 Dryden Road in Moraine, just across from DPNL. Online at sim-trainer.com.
Allstate agent Tony Kelly is now serving Beaver Creek. He lives and works here just like you. And with all kinds of local insurance advice, Tony is someone you can count on to help you protect all that's good in your life. Tony makes it easy to save on quality protection you need. He'll even do the switching and paperwork for you. So stop by Tony's new office today for a free quote. Now located at 3979 Indian Ripple Road. That's 3979 Indian Ripple Road in Beaver Creek.
Hi, this is Mo from Mo's Outdoor Equipment and Supplies and Ace Hardware. Hurry in to take advantage of these limited-time savings and mow like the pros with your new Toro lawnmower. Receive a $50 instant rebate on Toro Super Recycler walk-behind mowers, a $100 instant rebate on Toro Time Cutter zero-turn mowers, or a $300 instant rebate on Toro Time Cutter HD zero-turn mowers. But hurry, offers end May 31st. Mo's Outdoor Equipment and Supplies and Ace Hardware, 714 North Main Street in Springboro, or springboro.buyatmos.com.
Interested in training to become a certified peace officer? Greene County Career Center's affordable Peace Officer Basic Training Program can prepare you for the state certification exam. Recent graduates have found employment with area police departments, sheriff's offices, universities and hospitals, and park and wildlife divisions. Call Greene County Career Center at 372-6941. Financial aid available for those who qualify. Call 372-6941.
Just how summertime good are the new barbecue pulled pork burritos at Hothead Burritos? How about last day of school good? Or get everyone by the pool wet giant cannonball good? In fact, they're no coat, no hat, no long pants good. Oh yeah, our barbecue pulled pork burritos and bowls are the flavor of summer. A grand finale fireworks taste bud explosion. Customize your barbecue pulled pork at Hothead Burritos today.
Please join Cincinnati Reds Baseball Hall of Famer Barry Larkin at the Scheer Family Heart and Sports Community Conversation Series, Thursday, June 1st at 7 p.m. at the Dayton Marriott. Tickets are available by contacting the Heart Institute of Dayton at 937-734-8660 or Heart Institute at premierhealth.com. Proceeds benefit the Heart Institute of Dayton, an affiliate of Good Samaritan Hospital, whose mission is to improve the quality of cardiovascular health in the Dayton region through education.
Attention, Clark County Veterans. Veterans, reservists, or National Guard members who lived or worked at the U.S. Marine Corps base at Camp Lejeune, North Carolina from the 1950s to the 1980s. You were potentially exposed to drinking water contaminated with industrial solvents, benzene, and other chemicals. If you've suffered a devastating illness, the Veterans Administration may be able to provide assistance. For help, contact the Clark County Veterans Office located at 120 South Center Street, 3rd floor in Springfield. Call 521-2030.
Registration is going on now for the WHIO home facelift. Take those lofty home improvement ideas and turn them into reality. Just go to the entertainment tab at WHIO.com and click on the contest link to enter. Winner announced on Friday, May 26th. The WHIO home facelift presented by McAfee Heating and Air. Any season, any time. Other sponsors include Abbey Road Chimney Sweep. Plus, there'll be prizes from WeatherGuard, Mendelsohn's, and CNS Tree Mulch. The WHIO home facelift. Enter today for your chance to win.
Is your company a member of Dayton Defense? If not, sign up today and join this fast-growing organization making a difference for your business. Learn how you can benefit from being a member. This is Deborah Gross inviting you to check us out at DaytonDefense.org. You'll be glad you did.
Scattered showers and thunderstorms this afternoon. Some could be strong to severe. We'll see high temperatures in the upper 70s to around 80 in spots. A continued chance for those showers tonight, low 66. More rain in the forecast for Sunday with highs in the mid-70s. I'm meteorologist Josh Poland on the Miami Valley Severe Weather Station, AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
The views and opinions expressed during this program do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of Cox Media Group Ohio. Now, back to Shooting from the Hip on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
Welcome back to the show. This is Mark Avery with Jeff Pedro for Shooting from the Hip. We're glad that you've been able to join us today. Right before the break, we were talking about what's going on up at Cardinal Shooting Grounds, and that is the Scholastic Action Shooting Program. We have a team up there, and Jeff, tell us a little bit more about how we get this program all put together and who helps us get those done.
Well, the greatest thing about this is the Scholastic Action Shooting Program is sponsored by the National Shooting Sports Foundation, and they have another organization that kind of oversees this that's called the
Scholastic Shooting SSSF. Right.
Scholastic
Shooting Sports Foundation.
Yes, Scholastic Shooting Sports Foundation. And you can get more information at SSSF online, and I'm sure Mark will put a link on there.
In fact, I've already put a link to the program on our Facebook page, so if anybody wants to go out there, they can get facebook.com/simtrainer, and they'll see the link to this particular program and all of the SSF programs. Great stuff.
And they provide a lot of good information, but locally, we're able to provide funding for this program through our finger fines. Our finger fines are obtained by people who attend our classes, and they get caught with their finger in the trigger when they're not supposed to. When they're on target, muzzles downrange, and they're more interested in looking at their target than they are in following proper safety protocols, we fine them. And they willingly pay up. And over the course of the last 13 years, we've raised several thousand dollars in finger fines, and we've done things like sponsor youth to go to some youth-related events out in Washington, D.C., and we use it for people who need a little bit of assistance in attending our camp or our First Shots program. But the entire cost of participation in this program is going to be absorbed this year by us, and we're using those finger fines, and we're covering ammo. We cover the SASP organizational fees, the match fees, both the state and the national. In addition, we're participating on a monthly basis now with in the Steel Challenge over at the Greene County Fish and Game Club over in Greene County. They've been generous enough to host the Steel Challenge, which is for adults and kids. but they also have a practice session once a month where they let us come out and do practice on their steels. Now, the steel challenge is a little bit different than the SAS program. However, it's very similar in that they're shooting at 12-inch, 10-inch circle plates, 12x18 rectangular plates. They're just at different distances, but it helps the kids get real-time experience making transitions, making accurate shots, handling the stress of shooting under a time limit, and that sort of thing. So we're covering all the costs for all that. In addition to anybody who, the best thing somebody can do if you're interested, get your kid enrolled in the youth shooting sports program that we're offering starting Memorial Day. And people say, why are you doing it on Memorial Day? Well, the reason is we've had several parents say, hey, my kids can't get off because they got all these activities. We're off Memorial Day. Can we do it then? That's the reason we're starting one of the sessions Memorial Day. And then it's going Memorial Day week on through the rest of that week. And then we start another one in June. And then throughout the summer, we're going to offer them. But if a kid goes through first shots and what we call second round rifle, at least, in addition to our third class there, which is called Fun and Gun, they're going to get a good basis. And we'll get them ready for the national championship up here in July. So if somebody wants to get involved, we can get them involved now. And we'll just get them in that three-class program that we have offered in the youth shooting sports program. We'll also provide regular practices. We'll go do the steel challenge, and this is very organized. And I want to encourage our listeners, if you want to do that, get in, start off with the youth shooting sports program, but then talk to our staff about kids and what they want to do, and we'll make sure that we get them involved in some way, shape, or form.
And now that's just a little over a week away, so people really need to get out there and find out if their kids are interested in that. You don't have to have any previous experience, because that first shot, the first class, is essentially our first shots program, and we'll give them all the basic fundamentals. We provide all the firearms, and so as part of the registration fee, you don't have to bring anything. If you have your own hearing protection, that's great, but it's not even required. We are going to head out into the news, and we'll be back after that. This is Mark Avery and Jeff Pedro for Shooting from the Hip on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
This is the station Dayton turns to first for live team coverage of breaking news. WHIO Dayton Springfield. Your news starts now. Depend on it.
It's 2:30. I'm John Tisdale with a WHIO News update. Our top story, Vice President Mike Pence is expected to visit Wright-Patterson Air Force Base and make comments to airmen and families later this afternoon.
Scattered showers and thunderstorms today and more rain on Sunday. I'm meteorologist Josh Poland. Your exclusive WHIO forecast is coming up.
From now, WHIO Triple Team Traffic, expect heavy volume in Greene County this afternoon and the rest of the weekend between U.S. 35 and Trabine Road and North Valley Road. This is due to Hamvention being at the Greene County Fairgrounds. We have good driving conditions on the freeway. If you're traveling on northbound 675 at Colonel Glenn Highway, the 11-mile trip to I-70 going to take about 11 minutes point to point. Our top story, Vice President Mike Pence will be arriving in Air Force 2 at Wright-Patterson Air Force Base. That's expected in about less than 15 minutes from now.
Pence is scheduled to not only speak at 3 p.m. at the sprawling air base outside of Dayton, but also is expected to meet with service members and their families, part of a ceremony for U.S. Armed Forces Day.
WHIO's Mary Worden says the Vice President will speak to more than 200 airmen and their families. This is Mr. Pence's second visit to Southwest Ohio since taking office. The Vice President is expected to speak just after 3 o'clock. We will monitor his comments. Now, earlier today, Mr. Pence delivered the keynote address at Grove City College's commencement in Grove City, Pennsylvania. He will then travel to South Bend, Indiana this evening and deliver the commencement at the University of Notre Dame. That's coming up tomorrow. It's been a relatively overcast Saturday here in the Miami Valley. Will we see the chance for showers and thunderstorms for the rest of the day and this evening?
We had a few showers work across the area this morning, and we'll see a better chance for showers and thunderstorms this afternoon. Some of those could become strong to severe. In fact, the storm Prediction Center has the Miami Valley under a slight risk of severe weather this afternoon and evening.
Storm Center 7's Josh Poland will have the full forecast coming up in just minutes. President Trump is in Saudi Arabia today. As part of his international tour, he signed an arms deals with Saudi Arabia totaling $110 billion.
You know, at the core of our expanding relationship really are our shared security interests. America's security at home is strengthened when Saudi Arabia's security is strong as well.
Secretary of State Rex Tillerson says he feels the Saudi security has an impact on the U.S. under the deal. The U.S. will sell military equipment to Saudi Arabia to bolster the kingdom's defense capabilities. And today, thousands of officers will be in Columbus as Kirkersville Police Chief Eric Desario will be laid to rest, including dozens of officers from here in the Miami Valley.
We consider ourselves all brothers and sisters in law enforcement. So what we want to do is carry that theme on, especially into these types of events and services.
Butler Township Police Captain John Porter Desario responded to an active shooting call at a nursing home last week in Kirkersville. He was killed along with two nursing home employees. Here's the exclusive WHIO Storm Center 7 forecast for meteorologist Josh Poland.
Scattered showers and thunderstorms this afternoon. Some could be strong to severe. We'll see high temperatures in the upper 70s to around 80 in spots. A continued chance for those showers tonight, low 66. More rain in the forecast for Sunday with highs in the mid-70s. I'm meteorologist Josh Poland on the Miami Valley Severe Weather Station, AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
Latest scan of the Doppler 7 radar showing a line of showers and thunderstorms north of I-70. We're seeing that moving to the northeast out of the Sydney area, expected to move up into portions of Logan County. Also seeing some rain just to the north of Springfield and Clark County, and also some rain in portions of the western portions of Champaign County, portions of Wapakoneta. Kinetta rain also getting some rain in that area. It is 67 degrees in Springfield, 70 degrees in Dayton, and 71 degrees in Xenia. That's a 234. If news breaks, we break in immediately. I'm John Tisdale on Dayton's 24-hour news, weather, and traffic station, AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO. Depend on it.
Old English Outfitters has been known for decades as the premier shooting and hunting store in the Miami Valley. Whether you're looking for a firearm for recreation or competitive shooting, personal defense, or for hunting, they have the area's largest selection with over 4,000 in stock and all accessories to match. If you prefer archery, their full-line pro shop has an outstanding selection of top bows and accessories and an indoor archery range to test and fit your selection.
Tired of being ignored? The experienced professional staff at Old English Outfitters are all shooters or hunters who participate in the sport and know about the products they sell. Then can back it up with gunsmithing and archery service that is second to none. And you don't have to pay a premium to get the best. With nationwide buying power, the management at Old English Outfitters finds the best deals and passes them on to their loyal customers with competitive pricing.
Experience, selection, service, and competitive pricing. It's all from the store now celebrating over 40 years serving shooting and hunting enthusiasts in the Miami Valley.
Old English Outfitters, 2 miles north of Vandalia on Dixie Drive, then 1/2 mile east on Ginghamsburg Road. Check them out at oeoutfitters.com.
Hi, this is Larry Hanskin. As you may well know by now, I threw out all my brushes and rollers years ago. I will never lift a paintbrush again because of University Painters. At one point in time, I actually thought I could paint. No way, though. Not ever again. A professional paint job really makes a difference, and I can see the results every day throughout my home, living room, family room, even my man cave basement. So when I needed the exterior of my home painted this year, do you think I went shopping for ladders? No, I did what you should do. I called Chris at University Painters, 630-3800. Chris came out, gave me a complete estimate, and got me on the schedule. Speaking of which, the schedule's filling up, so you need to call Chris yourself at 630-3800 and get your free estimate and take advantage of the spring special of 50% off all paint and materials. Have your home really pop after the toll weather's taken on it, and leave the scraping, the patching, the caulking, and of course the painting to the pros. My friends at University Painters. Call today, 630-3800, or go online universitypainters.com.
This is WHIO's Clark Howard. I save you money, and the gang at WHIO work hard to bring you live breaking weather, traffic, and news right here.
WHIO.
Welcome back to the show. This is Mark Avery for Shooting from the Hip. If you would like to find out more about us, you can go out to our website at sim-trainer.com. More about the radio show at sim-trainer.com/radio. And you'll also find a podcast link there. So if you miss a show and you want to go back and catch what happened, you can get that on our podcast. We have about the last 60 hours of our show will always be available there, and it's usually posted by the beginning of the week following. So you'll be able to go out there on Monday and find out what happened today. And that's, in fact, how I managed to find out what happened last week, because I was teaching a concealed carry class and wasn't able to be in the studio with Jeff. One of the things that did happen last week was something that I wanted to bring back up again, because we had someone who called last week with a question about a rifle. He had Ryan had a Mosin Nagant and was looking for a rifle that might be more suitable to hunting, and he and Jeff had a discussion about that, and one of Jeff's favorite rifles is the Ruger American, which it's a great rifle at a very low price, very accurate, great gun to shoot. But one of the questions that didn't come up was exactly what is it that Ryan is hunting for. And that's an important question, because in Ohio, if you're hunting for deer, the Ruger American is probably not going to be a rifle you can use, because it is a neck cartridge. All the different calibers for it are all neck cartridges, and they are not on the list of cartridges that you can use for hunting deer in Ohio. So, Ryan, if you're still out there listening after last week and you haven't yet gone out and found that, or if you're, and especially if you're hunting for deer in Ohio, the Ruger American probably won't get the job done. It's a great, it's a classic deer rifle caliber. There's several of them that are available for that rifle, but Ohio doesn't allow you to use a necked cartridge, a so-called high-powered rifle, for hunting deer. And so you would need either a straight-walled cartridge, rifle, carbine, something like a lever gun, a lever action in 357 Magnum, or any number of the straight-walled cartridges that are that size or larger. That would be a suitable type of rifle to use for hunting deer in Ohio. The Ruger American doesn't come in any of those calibers that I'm aware of. So just to clarify that a little bit, in case anybody who is also looking to get a rifle for hunting, he's right. You can't use the Mosin Nagant for hunting deer in Ohio, especially. And it is a little bit big for hunting almost any of the game animals that we have in Ohio. But if you're looking for something to hunt deer, that the Ruger American that Jeff came up with is probably not your best option. It wouldn't be legal for hunting deer in Ohio. Let's talk a little bit about some other things. Before I do that, I want to open the lines to anyone who's got their own questions. You can call the studio at 457-1290, and we'd be happy to take your call. Right now, that's just me. Jeff has been disconnected as he's going on to other activities for the shooting sports up there in the Cardinal facility where the Scholastic Action Pistol Program is taking place. But if you have some questions that you'd like to get answered, if you have a question about concealed carry, or as Ryan had last week, about a particular suitable firearm for what you'd like to do, call the studio at 457-1290, and I'll do my best to get an answer for you and move on, and maybe we'll have a discussion about something. A couple of things that I do want to bring up is some bills that are currently passing through the Ohio General Assembly. It's been kind of a slow period getting firearms and self-defense and so forth bills through there. We had one bill that went through last year that was actually signed and into law. We had that pass a year prior before out of the House, and then it went into the Senate, and there was a lot of other things going on, and they didn't work on it until near the end. In fact, didn't happen until after the election. Which has been kind of a pattern, but it doesn't. There's no reason why it has to be that way, other than just because there's a lot of stuff going on and other priorities. But a couple of bills that have currently going into the General Assembly, there are two hearings that will be during the next week. The committee on House Federalism and Interstate Relations will be hearing testimony on House Bill 142, which is the bill that would repeal the requirement that concealed handgun licensees must provide notice to law enforcement when having a law enforcement encounter. In other words, when they're not just a casual passing on the street, but if there's a law enforcement investigation, whether you are in a vehicle that is stopped or if you are providing witness statements about an accident or something else that's occurred, you have a duty to inform. And if you have a license to carry a concealed handgun and you have your handgun with you, the law requires that you provide that notice and that you provide it promptly. Part of the question is what constitutes promptly, and there has been some situations where people provided notice but it was deemed not prompt enough, or where somebody may have provided notice to officers but didn't notice that all of the officers had not yet had that notice and could be cited for that. So there are some things about that. There's some reasons why notice has caused a few problems, and Ohio is one of 10 states that actually has a notice requirement where the licensee has an obligation to provide that notice without any prompting. So it's important if you have a concealed handgun license that you understand that rule. And obviously anybody that's come through our classes know that. No matter what the class is, they should have been providing you that information. It's certainly spelled out clearly in the Attorney General's guidebook, which every licensee is required to read prior to filing their application, as well as filing a renewal application. So people should know that. Even so, under stress, which is kind of the definition of what happens if those blue lights shine up in your rearview mirror, you are under stress, and it's possible for someone to forget that. Well, it is also a chargeable offense, something that you could be cited for if you fail to promptly inform. So there is House Bill 142 would repeal that requirement, and likely there's still a lot of things that would happen that could happen to the bill, but the way it's currently worded, you would be required to respond to a request. Do you have a firearm? And then you would have to be obligated to provide notice in that case. But in just the general situation, if you did not provide notice, there would be no offense. Now, Jeff mentioned last week, and I will back it up myself, we absolutely recommend that if you have a license to carry a concealed handgun, that you provide that notice whether you have your handgun with you or not, simply because anytime, especially under current law, you are obligated to provide that notification. And even if you don't have your handgun, it's tied to you, the person. So if they run your driver's license or check a registration for a vehicle that is registered in your name, they would find out that you do have a license. And if you haven't provided any notice, then you have this question of, well, did the person simply not notify me, or do they not have a firearm, or did they forget, or are they doing something they don't want me to know they have a gun? All of that is uncertainty. And when you have uncertainty and surprises associated with firearms and law enforcement, that's not the best way to go. So we recommend that you do provide that notice whether you have to or not. And if you don't have your firearm with you, you are not required to provide that notice. Unfortunately, not everybody understands that, and sometimes that includes law enforcement. If they don't understand the law, the requirements of the law explicitly and properly, there have been people who have been tried to be charged with failure to notify when they didn't have their firearm with them simply because they had a concealed handgun license. Now, to the best of my knowledge, that hasn't happened around the Dayton area, partly because of the law enforcement and the training that they get, that they understand that. And there's an awful lot of people in our area that do have concealed handgun licenses. We have by far a larger proportion of the concealed handgun licenses in the southwestern Ohio area than would be appropriate for that would match the percentage of population that we have. So that's a good thing, I think. I think the law-abiding citizens who have their firearms and are willing to go through the process to get the license, and then I certainly hope that if you have a license that you practice and then you carry regularly, because it's far better to have it and not need it than the other way around, even though there's inconvenience associated with that from time to time. So if that's the case, and that certainly is the case for a lot of people in the Dayton area, not being required to provide that notification would just change the parameters a little bit. I personally think that it would be a good idea to provide that notice, but not being able to be penalized simply for exercising your rights as an Ohio citizen under the Article 1, Section 4 of the Ohio Constitution and the Second Amendment to the U.S. Constitution, And then also going through the process to be able to do that with a firearm concealed. I think if under the situation that you don't remember to provide that notice, there shouldn't be a penalty for that, and that's what this bill would do. So that bill is coming up for testimony. Another bill is House Bill 201, which has been called the short name of constitutional carry. That would say that you won't need a concealed handgun license in order to carry a firearm in Ohio. And to be able to carry it concealed as long as you're otherwise legally allowed to carry a firearm. That's sometimes called constitutional carry. You can argue about whether that's the right term, but the point is that there are a lot of states now, growing number of states, that do not require their citizens to get a license in order to carry in the state. It started with, with Vermont never having had a concealed handgun license requirement, and then several other states, Alaska and Arizona, and now many states do not require their citizens to get a license in order to exercise their rights to keep and bear arms, and to do so discreetly, which is my preferred term for what people refer to as concealed carry. It's not that I'm trying to conceal anything. It's just that I'm trying to be discreet. I don't want to put it in anybody's face, and it's really nobody else's business. So that is another bill that is currently, this next week is scheduled for testimony in the House Federalism and Interstate Relations Committee. So if you would like to, those will be on Tuesday, May 23rd at 4 o'clock in room 115 at the State House. If you're interested in finding out what's going on, you can actually show up there, and assuming there's space that you can go in. The other thing is that you can watch the testimony online. You can, not for a committee hearing is often not available online, but when they do discuss it in the House, then that's something that you can do. In fact, that can be very instructive. You will hear an awful lot of information from people that have opinions, not necessarily facts. Again, that can be very instructive. There is another bill that has been introduced that is kind of interesting, and it's Senate Bill 122. And what that would do is permit concealed handgun licensees to carry concealed handguns in the State House and on its grounds. I refer back to the Ohio Constitution, Article 1, Section 4, which guarantees the right to keep and bear arms, but the state has said, yeah, but you can't do that in the state property, especially in the State House, and that's what this bill would change. Now, frankly, I don't expect that to go very far. I would love to see it go. In fact, I would love to see the state say, you're not allowed, state, to restrict the carry in any state or government facility, regardless, because of that requirement that's in your right to keep and bear arms guaranteed in the Ohio Constitution. All right, we're going to take our last break for the hour. If you'd like to get in on the show, give the studio a call at 457-1290 and I'll get you up on the board. This is Mark Avery for Shooting from the Hip on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
It's an Ask the Experts weekend on Dayton Station for up-to-the-minute severe weather reports. AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
Allstate agent Tony Kelly is now serving Beaver Creek. He lives and works here just like you. And with all kinds of local insurance advice, Tony is someone you can count on to help you protect all that's good in your life. Tony makes it easy to save on quality protection you need. He'll even do the switching and paperwork for you. So stop by Tony's new office today for a free quote. Now located at 3979 Indian Ripple Road. That's 3979 Indian Ripple Road in Beaver Creek.
Will you have your gun if you need it? One of the most common problems of CCW owners is, how do I carry and conceal my gun? If it isn't a comfortable fit, some people won't carry, meaning you may not have your gun when you need it. Stoner Holsters makes your holster to fit your gun specifically. They specialize in conceal carry. Stoner Holsters makes the 415 inside the waistband and several more styles. Visit their store Monday through Friday, 9 to 5, Saturday, 9 to 1, Route 4, Germantown Road in Middletown, or visit online at stonerholsters.com.
Find new roads to savings at Dave Kale Chevrolet and Chevy Trucks. The intersection of Routes 4 and 29 in Mechanicsburg is the place you'll find dependable transportation. Great deals, no doubt, every day. For a young family member driving to and from school, for a person who spends a lot of time working on the road, or a parent who doubles as a shuttle service, you'll always find a great deal at Dave Kale Chevrolet and Chevy Trucks. Come see us and discover our big city selection of trucks, cars, vans, and SUVs. Dave Kale specializes in hard-to-find trucks. Think spring. Think comfortable driving. Dave says you'll always get a warm reception at his dealership.
We urge you to take the easy country drive where you'll find no hassles, minimum time at the dealership, plus our great selection of GM-certified used vehicles.
Find new roads to Dave Kale Chevrolet and Chevy Trucks, Routes 4 and 29 in Mechanicsburg. Visit their website, DaveKehlChevrolet.com. Call 1-800-886-1000 to get started. For over 30 years, the place to save is Dave Kale Chevrolet.
Gadget guru, travel buff, sneaker freak. Whatever your passion may be, PNC Virtual Wallet has the financial tools to help fuel it. Virtual Wallet shows you the big picture of your money, like how much you're saving and spending. With budgets arranged by category, you can see where your money is going, whether it's groceries or entertainment and travel. Plus, you can set budget alerts, so you can do what you love without getting too carried away. Now through June 16th, earn up to $300 when you open and use a select new virtual wallet product. Simply establish a qualifying direct deposit and make 10 purchases with a PNC Visa debit card. For all the details, visit a branch or go to pnc.com/checking offer. PNC Bank, for the achiever in you. Visa is a registered trademark of Visa International Service Association and used under license. PNC Bank, National Association, member FDIC.
Mom gave us a scare recently when she stopped taking her medications. When we asked her what was going on, she told us she kept forgetting to take them.
How do you know when it's time? Symphony at Centerville can help your family navigate through the difficult decisions brought on by memory loss. A brand new memory care community located on Paragon Road is now taking reservations. Call Symphony at Centerville now at 937-999-2586 to learn more about their unique approach to memory care. Symphony at Centerville.
Registration is going on now for the WHIO Home Facelift. Take those lofty home improvement ideas and turn them into reality. Just go to the entertainment tab at WHIO.com and click on the contest link to enter. Winner announced on Friday, May 26th. The WHIO Home Facelift, presented by McAfee Heating and Air. Any season, any time. Other sponsors include Wells Electric. Plus, there'll be prizes from William Beck & Sons, Glazer Softwater, and Collett Propane Salt Supply and Seal Coating. Enter today for your chance to win.
A-Plus Cleaners has the lowest prices in town. Shirts $1.99, polos $3.99, pants $4.99, even wedding dresses starting at $69. Convenient locations in Bellbrook, Kettering, Trotwood, and Centerville next to the Kroger's Plaza on 48 or on the web and Facebook at A-Plus Cleaners.
Scattered showers and thunderstorms this afternoon. Some could be strong to severe. We'll see high temperatures in the upper 70s to around 80 in spots. A continued chance for those showers tonight, low 66. More rain in the forecast for Sunday with highs in the mid-70s. I'm meteorologist Josh Poland on the Miami Valley Severe Weather Station, AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
Welcome back to the show. This is Mark Avery for Shooting from the Hip. And we just have a few more minutes left in the show, but there's a couple of things I wanted to get to before we finish up. And one is we talked about the youth shooting sports camps earlier in the show, and I would like to let parents know that this is open to kids age 10 through 18. So our normal First Shots class is open to anyone 10 and above, but because this is the youth shooting sports camp, only age 10 through 18. And the next session starts on May 29th, so you do need to get in and get registered before that. There are still slots available for that class, and then there's another session that is set up for June 12th, 13th, and 16th. So those are the best times. The earlier you can get in, the better, and the more people that we have sign up for those, if they get full, we'll add some additional classes. So that's great. Now, if for the Scholastic Steel Challenge or the Scholastic Action Shooting Program, that they have a slightly different requirement, so those kids need to be at least headed to sixth grade. There is a possibility for a waiver for fifth graders who are large enough and mature enough and able to get in there, that's kind of a case-by-case basis thing. But if you're sixth grade or above up through senior in high school and you are interested in the Scholastic Action Shooting Program, you can also get more information on that. The Youth Shooting Sports Camp is a great way to get started. Even if you're not quite old enough for that class, if you for the competition, if you'd like to get in and get those fundamentals, that's a great way to do that. So let me just jump out to the phones and talk to Robert, who's calling us. Robert, welcome to the show.
Hi, guys. How are you doing today?
Excellent. How can I help you?
I have a question. A friend and I that work together, we're having a friendly disagreement. We both have our concealed carry permits, and he believes that if we are pulled over by law enforcement, that they are allowed to take our firearm, totally disassemble it, and then kind of toss it back into our vehicle. And I disagree with him. I do not think that that is allowed. I was just wondering, is there a law on that, or what you guys think about that?
Well, they are allowed to take your firearm as a matter of course during the stop. In most cases, that's not going to happen. But there is nothing that I'm aware of that specifically requires or prohibits disassembly of the firearm. That would be pretty strange. I mean, I don't know why that would happen. That's not something I've ever heard of happening. But as far as the law is concerned, I'd have to go back and look at that, because that's not something that I remember reading anything specific that says they may or may not. Typically, what happens is if law enforcement decides to take the firearm for some reason, and usually there is a reason other than just the fact that you have a firearm, and it's not retained as a part of the investigation, then it is returned. It is to be returned to the owner of the firearm at the end of the stop. So I don't know that it says that it must be returned in the same condition, although that would be logical. But again, that would be something that I'd have to look up and read. But that's not something I've ever heard discussed, and I would have thought that would have come up pretty readily if there were people that had that happen and that was permitted.
Yeah, because I can say one of my arguments is, I mean, if they were to, say, disassemble it and then, you know, were to toss it, say, in your back seat, what if part of it were to come up missing?
Yeah, there's any number of downsides that could be associated with that.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you for your time.
Well, thanks very much for calling the show. We did have someone call during the break who had a question from somebody who's from Alaska. And I mentioned earlier that that's one of the states that does not require that you get a concealed handgun license. And so what happens if you come to Ohio? If you are an average person from, just a citizen of Alaska, and you come to Ohio, you'd need to get an Ohio license in order to carry in Ohio or some other state. And we recognize the license from any other state. You could actually get a license from Alaska. They still have licenses, even though it's not required. If you're a military member, that changes a little bit, because qualified military members, and that means if you have had the proper training, then you can carry in Ohio without a license. So there's really two different groups to answer that question. And I wish it was a little simpler than that, but unfortunately, that's just the way the Ohio law is. Thanks very much for joining the show with us today. Been glad to have you all with us. Join us again next week for Shooting from the Hip on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
It's our Ask the Experts weekends on the Miami Valley Radio Station with breaking news, weather, and traffic. AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO from our downtown Dayton McAfee Heating and Air Studios. WHIO Dayton, WHIO FM Pleasant Hill.